Yes, please.
Glenn Anderson, Senator Anderson.
Thank you, Mr. President. Away from his desk, Mr. President. They're looking for him. In the meantime, I have Senator Humphrey.
All right, put him on.
Thank you.
Yeah,
President.
Hubert,
yes, Mr. President.
We're just going to have one explosion after the other at this convention because there's no really strong, tough guy that's running it, and everybody is giving sympathy and understanding to any bellyacher that comes up, and they're starting it. You've got guys like Joe Clark and Bill Benton and Ray Madden, and each one of them are individualists that do things. You've got sweet little Carl being chairman of the platform committee, and we organized our part of it good, but now they got these other things coming in. So I think that whatever you can do to try to say to these folks, let's don't have a discussion about anything. Let's try to just get us. We got a good platform, good liberal one that we can work out. But they want to fight about some things. They want to run some people off. It's civil rights. They want to run them off. Or
I know.
Reapportionment. They want to run them off. Or, and Bill Benton ought to ever be on there. Joe Clark ought to ever be on there. But they've got every troublemaker that we've ever had, every dissident in the world, and they put them on the drafting committee. And Carl, I don't believe can do like old man McCormick used to do at Rayburn in the heyday, just say to hell with you, this is what's going to be, and we're going to have a decent platform. They're just going to have everything under the sun. So I think it's going to require some personal attention, not only on the, from your standpoint or from the liberal standpoint on the Mississippi thing, but on the platform as well. Now, Ms. Lehman called up crying. I just had 20 minutes on her. She said that you had talked to her and you thought it was an outrage. They went on and her husband, and she thought it was an outrage. And she thought it was terrible to honor Rayburn and Ms. Roosevelt and Kennedy without honoring Herbert. And I said, I never heard anything about honoring Paul Butler and those, and I haven't discussed it with anyone. She said, well, Hubert said he's going to discuss it with you, and I just think you ought to have done something about it, and I'm disappointed in you. And I said, well, I don't know anything about it, but I'll talk to Hubert, and I'll give him my authority to do anything you want done with Mr. Lehman. So I'm hereby vesting it. Now then,
I'll tell you what I did. He wrote to me and had there was some